head into the other sports and into the final section of our review of the year as we look at some of the other big stories. Back in January, Remelt man Paddy Bond won a gold medal at the World Ice Swimming Championships in Germany. Sarah O'Malley Daly from Ballyshannon scooped a bronze. Bond was competing in the M35 category and he saw off competition, which included his Irish teammate Park Mallon to top the podium. Bond was over a minute faster than his teammate, finishing in a time of 17 minutes, 49.51 seconds. And a Donegal man became the 2017 Swedish Masters Indoor Bowling Champion. PJ Galler from Dunloe, who bowls with Burton Port and Remelton Bowling Clubs, moved up to 8th place in the world rankings with the win. He claimed his maiden SMPT singles title to add to his World Cup title he won with Ireland earlier in the season. In the middle of March, the dream of winning the race became a reality for Martin Lynch in Garton. And the Remelton man was first across the line after finally seeing off the challenge of Sean Stewart. There was further success for Martin soon after, as the Remelton man won the 317 Coast to Coast Challenge that started in County Sligo and ended up in Newcastle in County Down. 16 hours and 30 minutes. It was the first time that the 35-year-old done the event, but two grueling challenges to say the least. But Martin Lynch took them on and won all of them, so he did, Ryan.
Yeah, he's a formidable competitor, Osh, and you know, like that. The race is a savage, savage, grueling event. Like, it's 250 kilometres in total. You know, you've got running, kayaking, cycling, mountain running. You know, just the effort and that it takes to do it. You know, you nearly might get tired thinking about it, you know. And it's just fantastic. And I know he's part of a group down in Milford that are putting in a lot of work into it. And, you know, they're taking time off work to go out in big, long cycles and stuff. And you know, I'm sure it's very rewarding for them then when they have the success.
Yeah. Elsewhere in March, Mark Cannon's LYT basketball side made history by becoming the first set of players from the Port Road Third Level Institute to win a national title in the sports. And it was to be a memorable decider as the LYT were behind in the closing stages of the Division 2 duel in Inchicore. It took baskets from their US men, T. John Casello and Jack Markey, to secure the national title in overtime, and that was against Dundalk IT.
Fantastic, fantastic achievement from all guys. All game, it was a tough game. It's actually hard to believe, it still hasn't settled in. Still hasn't settled in properly.
Amazing performance, Mark, because you were 11 points down at one stage, and then into the final quarter to force overtime, you had to come from 9 points down.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we were down all game, even the start of the fourth, we were down 9. And just, in fairness, we switched our defence. We switched our defence from zone to man-to-man, and it started to unsettle them a bit. And then they got two kind of important players fouled out, and from them we just pushed on. And we were sharper and fitter down the stretch, you know.
You've had disappointments in finals before in Division 3. You wanted to do well in this competition. As of now, this minute, after winning an All-Ireland title, has all the expectations been exceeded now for 2017?
Definitely, you know, definitely, especially in Division 2. We always hoped to win it, but we didn't expect to be starting today with the Cup, you know, but fantastic. And that promotes us now to Division 1 for next season. So great, and the first time in history the men's team have been there, you know, so it's a great day all around.
That's Mark Cannon, who was the coach of the LYT basketball team, Patson.
And absolutely, and Mark Cannon, a big, big shout out to Mark Cannon, because I've seen the development of that team from day one at the LYIT in my time there, and Mark Cannon has been the linchpin right throughout, and you know, to be playing National League basketball out of Letterkenny is also a major achievement. They've got the facility, they didn't have the sport or the team, now they have everything, and I would give great credit to Mark Cannon.
Back in April, it was a good month in martial arts for brother and sister. Dara and Evie McCall from Quigley's Point winning gold and silver medals respectively at the WKF European Championships in Romania. The McCalls are members of the Ulster Karate Federation, and their club colleague Bunkrana man Mike Donaghy landed bronze at the same championship. Dara and Mick were also members of the cadet Akunte team that won a silver. And Convoy native TJ McMenamin won double European Championship gold medals in Jiu Jitsu in Rome in Italy. And in the following month of May, he won further double European gold medals at the International Masters Championships, and that was held in Spain. So McMenamin has won numerous medals throughout the year. It's been a good one for him. In May, Ireland's Katie George Dunleavy and Eve McChrystal won gold in the B Tandem Time Trial event at the UCI Para Cycling Road World Cup in Italy. London-based Dunleavy, whose father hails from a Charlest, landed a gold and silver at the Paralympics in Rome in 2016 and is a regular visitor to Donegal. Dunleavy and McChrystal are the reigning Paralympic champions. We'll stay in with cycling. 2017 Giro d'Italia. Philip Dagenham, riding for Team Sky, finished in 37th on general classification. And the Kenny man had a solid Grand Tour, helping his teammate Michael Landa to the King of the Mountains title. And a plus for Dagenham, it was confirmed, of course, later in the year, that he has signed a new deal with Team Sky, Patsy.
And not only that, turned up the last few days for that fundraiser with the other cyclists, for that McGrath fund. So fair play to him and Lizzie, his wife. Brilliant attitude, brilliant Donegal man, and a brilliant achiever over the years.
Staying with cycling, Letterkenny man Conor Halvey became the county's first winner of the Rast in the Nile. That was in the 27-year history. A member of the Nicholas Roach performance team, it was the 16-year-old St Union's College student's first time to compete in the three-day event. And the second Donegal Wild Atlantic 555K cycle took place at the end of June, and it was another huge success with over 300 cyclists taking part. Muffman Ronan McLaughlin taking victory once again and making it back-to-back titles. Let's go to powerlifting. Ardra woman Charlotte Kennedy won gold at the World Championships in Antwerp in Belgium with a new personal best of 65 kg. Kennedy is also handy at clay pigeon shooting. She enjoyed international success in Scotland as a member of the Irish clay pigeon shooting team that won three titles, the Home Internationals, the British Open, and the European Championships as well. In the first week of June, the Finn Valley Vikings powerlifting team won six golds, two bronze, and a fourth place at the World Championships in Belgium. Pauline Coleman's first in the squat bench press and deadlift brings her to five world titles. Marie McShane was first in the deadlift. Ida Pishovic was first in the deadlift, and Sinead McClafferty third in the deadlift in her first time at world level. These were at all different age groups. Finally, the coach, McComan, was first in the bench press, and he took a fourth world title in a row. Remelton man Kieran Murray won a bronze medal for golf at the World Transplant Games in Malaga. Murray's success came in the gross section of competitors in the 30 to 39 years of age category. In 2015, he won bronze for golf at the World Games in Argentina after winning gold in golf twice at the European Championships. This was the Remelton man's first time to medal in the small ball game at world level. 17 members of the Finesse Gymnastics Club represented Ireland and won team bronze at the World Gym for Life Challenge. That was in Norway in July. Also in July, in the cricket front, Donamanna won their sixth Northwest Senior Cup in a row, following a comfortable win over Ballyspellin. They won it by 233 runs. It would be a double winning season for the Donamanna boys. They would win the Northwest Cricket Premiership title as well after a 9-wicket victory over a Fox Lodge. They did so with a comprehensive 9-wicket victory at Ballymacgorry. While in August, Letterkenny man Jason Black won the 1100-kilometre Irish Ultra Challenge race that was held in conjunction with the Race Around Ireland. Black did it in 50 hours and 51 minutes and set a new time record into the bargain as well. In Aussie rules, six Donegal players, Leona Russell, Aisling Gillespie, Roisin McFadden, Rachel McGee, Carolyn Cassidy and Fiona Rorty were members of the winning Irish team that won the sixth annual AFL International Cup in Melbourne. On the men's front, Michael Murphy played for Ireland, but they lost out to the hosts, going down in both of the tests. In darts, Darrell Gurney won the World Grand Prix in October at the City West in Dublin, beating Simon Whitlock on a scoreline of 5-4. The Derryman is the first Irish player to win a major PDC event.
I try my damnedest every single game I play. Like this one here, I had a fight from 2-0 down, and I still had the belief in me that I could come back. I took out a really good 95, goal 13, and that got me into the game, and it sort of gave me a bit of more belief. But the way I seen it was, I've always played in games that I've always been behind, and it's always took to the final set, something like this, to get me, to make them tight and get me over the finish line. And I was really hoping that Simon got tight at the end there, because I was starting to dream beyond dreams. And all honesty, from my heart, from Aaron, dreams do come true. And this is a dream.
Dreams do come true for Daryl Gurney. Unfortunately, the World Championships, which are taking place at the moment, didn't work out too well for the Derryman. Irish indoor rower Danny Ryan has smashed the world 4-minute indoor record for rowing. He competed a distance of 1,275 metres in 4 minutes at an event held in Foot to Hub here in the mountaintop in Letterkenny. Danny has medalled and has had success in both Ireland and on the British Isles in 2017. We'll stay with Danny for a brief moment. We're going to mention boxing. We had Jason Quigley on earlier, where we talked about Jason becoming Donegal's first professional title holder. That is correct in one way, because he's the first man to win a senior professional boxing title. Danny Ryan was the first man to win a professional boxing title. He won a junior level intercontinental belt in Belfast, and that was back in 1998. In November, Donegal's Joe Duffy suffered his second UFC loss in a TKO in the second round to James Vick. It was a fight that Duffy had controlled in the first round, but the second round saw Duffy dropped his work rate, and then Vick took control, and it was an uppercut from Vick which knocked Duffy off his feet. The win leaves James 8-1 in UFC. Duffy is now 4-2. He did, of course, sign a new contract this year, and he's looking to bounce back from that in 2018. And finally, on a review of the year on the list here, Oisin Orr was crowned champion apprentice jockey for 2017. This young man has a bright future. The 20-year-old from Rathmullen concluded the campaign in November in Nace. In just his third full season, Oisin won the title with a total of 20 winners. He finished just one clear of Killian Leonard, with Anya O'Brien taking third with 18 winners. Oisin is based in County Meath and was heading away to Australia for a month at the start of the year. But certainly he has a very, very bright future on the horses to come in the next number of years. Okay, we've got our panel in studio. We've recapped the highlights of 2017. Jermaine Doherty, Chris Ashmore, Patsy McGonigal and Ryan Ferry. Jermaine, your number one highlight from the last 12 months, what would it be?
No, you're putting me on the spot, Oisin. It's hard to know, really. I always say that when you're working in the media and you get to cover sporting events, you get it up close and personal to so many top sporting athletes and coaches and managers, so you see it from a different light. I would say one of the highlights for me in 2017 would have to be the goal scored by Paddy McCord against Sligo Rovers for Finlan Harps in the league towards the end of the season. A class player. I'd never get tired of watching him, even though his better days are behind him. Oisin, he still has so much to offer. Do you know what? I'm not just saying it because Patsy's here with us too, but Patsy has always been such an inspiration for me growing up and for me being involved in the work that I'm in. But Patsy talks about attending the Olympics and working with so many top class athletes, and then being at the World Championships in London a couple of months ago. But, you know, I see Patsy at other things as well, like schools athletics over to Finn Valley on a cold and wet Wednesday afternoon when there's hundreds of young athletes taking part in events. And you see the joy and the excitement on those young athletes when they're achieving success and winning races, and then the disappointment in the other athletes when things don't work out for them. Behind it all, you've got their teachers and their coaches who are there inspiring them and helping them. And their parents there watching them, but Patsy's there organising the whole thing. And I mean, that's what it's all about.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, Patsy, we'll go to you then. What was your highlight of 2017? You have a whole list of them.
Well, no, maybe me wouldn't have one answer, so I'm going to give you two answers. And I kind of thought about this.
You've ever given us one answer in all the years, Patsy.
So anyway, obviously that kind of thing, the youngsters and all that, but I'll go for two things, Dan, that people relate to. One was that excitement in Athlone IT when the two boys came 1-2 in the shot. And being there and being excited about it as the competition rolled on. That was an exciting day for me. And Summer Leckie, we were in the rain, we were in Vaasa in Finland. She was 16 years of age. She was jumping senior for Ireland in a European Cup team competition. She had ended in the end that she was the best field event athlete that weekend for Ireland of all the field event athletes we had. And I just thought, this is just so brilliant to be here. And just a few minutes earlier, maybe half an hour earlier, Mark English had done the business in the 800 metres, and you just can't be so proud of them. But Summer Leckie in the rain in Vaasa, a cold, miserable day, doing the business at 16 years of age, and the Kelly McLaughlin combination in Athlone.
Good stuff. Chris?
Yeah, well, I suppose just on behalf of us all, we wish Patsy all the best in his retirement from
we do indeed.
Inverted commas retirement.
Retirement from one sector of his busy life. Highlights, Dermot touched on, when you're immersed in something, following the rally with yourself, Manus Kelly going over the line, fantastic. Oisín Merritt, great to see him having recovered from such a serious injury, back playing the game again. And, you know, it's good stories like that that give us all such joy.
Yeah, and Ryan, your highlight. Do you have one, two or three?
I have two.
Right. And Old Mulford would be one of them.
No comment. First one, Paddy McGrath's point against Tyrone in the league game in Balbuffet in the wet day. We all thought it was Michael Murphy kicked it and we couldn't believe it when it was Paddy McGrath. And the other one, totally impartial here now, Tony McNamee's winning point against Cleavey. And he had his fist up. I think the fist up was still up under Melton before the ball was even kicked.
Okay, very good. Listen, gentlemen, we're out of time. Ryan Ferry, Patsy McGonigal, Chris Ashmore and Dermot Doherty, we thank you very much indeed for coming in and joining us today. It's been a wonderful number of hours to spend when you look back at the highlights from 2017.
And interrupting you just for a second, Oisín, you know, we at Donegal people rejoice in the success of anybody in any sport, and that's very, very clear, and hopefully that will continue forever and ever, because this is the community that we are, and regardless, we take an interest in all sports, and that's brilliant too. Yep.